Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 86. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 55. Daytime highs approaching 89. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Mainly sunny skies and dry Wednesday and Thursday, low 90s. Wednesday, low 80s by Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 50.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the latest power line project known as the Grain Belt Express has officially been awarded more than $1.7 billion over the weekend in different contracts to the companies of Quanta Services and QA Energy Group to begin their work on the largest electric transmission project in U.S. history, showing more than 800 miles of line being connected between the states of Kansas all the way up to Indiana. KSNT News reports that the project was announced as of Friday evening, with phase one linking Kansas to the state of Missouri set to begin their construction in 2026, saying the line will be delivering more than 5,000 megawatts of power with helps to lower energy costs and boost local economies by creating more than 4,000 jobs during the tenure of the project. They say the project is set to connect four different regional and electric grids, with more than 1,500 land agreements being signed between Kansas and Missouri alone, having more than $105 million committed to different landowners.
They said the sedan was gone, that SUVs had taken over the road, but this May, the legend returns. Introducing the all-new 2025 Kia K4. And at Midwest Kia, we're proving once and for all, the sedan lives. Right now, lease the bold, feature-packed 2025 Kia K4 EX for just $299 a month with zero due at signing 36-month lease. That's right. Sporty design, tech-loaded interior, and legendary Kia value, all with zero down and $299 a month. The future of driving is here, and it's sleek, smart, and seriously fun to drive. The K4 is proving that there is still room on the road for the sedan to shine. Hurry in to Midwest Kia or visit MidwestKia.com. And remember, the sedan lives.
We want to see you.
Offer available with approved credit through KNF. $299 a month for 36 months, 30,000 total miles. Zero due at signing, plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees. Offer valid on all in-stock 2025 Kia K4 EX. See dealer for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2025.
Members of the Catholic community across the state of Kansas continue to celebrate after the announcement of a new pope that is originally from the United States, being born in Chicago, with many individuals within the Catholic faith saying that was something they never thought they would see in their lifetime, was seeing an American pope.
We have an American pope. Honestly, something that I never thought I would probably live to see. So this is a really historic day. We have a closer bond to St. Peter now. We have a closer bond to the Universal Church throughout the world, because one of our own now is actually the Universal Shepherd for the entire family of God.
That audio from KSNT News, where Pope Leo XIV was officially voted in as of Thursday last week to take his role immediately after being voted through the conclave made up of more than 130 cardinals that had to vote with a two-thirds majority in the process. Members of the Catholic Church gathered around the state of Kansas at their different parishes to watch the process unfold and to celebrate the election of the new pope. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
We know you love the RV lifestyle, whether it's a camper, motorhome, or travel trailer. Make sure you have the right insurance policy for your next trip. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer affordable plans with great coverage for your needs. We can customize your policy to ensure your days of leisure are stress-free. Protect your home away from home with affordable recreational vehicle insurance from Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Congressman Don Bacon from the state of Nebraska was the only Republican at the end of last week to not vote for the codifying of the executive order from the Trump administration that would rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. As KSNB at Local Channel 4 reports that the bill did pass on nearly party-line votes, with a 211 to 206 vote, having Congressman Don Bacon from Nebraska being the only Republican to vote against the measure, releasing a statement after the vote saying, quote, our country has more important issues to worry about. He goes on to say the administration is making great strides at securing our border and cutting waste in government, but we need to focus on the reconciliation bill and how to strengthen Medicaid for every American who needs it. Renaming bodies of water is not a priority and sends a bad message to the rest of the world. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia was the one who officially introduced the bill back in January. Mid-America Network News.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio. Stream your favorite playlist by the grill. or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week accepted the low bid of Don Bruna Construction for demolition of a county-owned property across the street in the jail at 108 South 13th Street for $14,250. Plans are to use the site for parking, as expansion plans for the existing jail are being considered. Cottage Hill Road resurface south of Blue Rapids is complete, and the county will finish shoulder work. Second half property taxes due May 10th may still be remitted Monday, May 12th in person at the treasurer's office or left in the drop box at the courthouse. Washington County Commissioners heard several budget requests at last week's meeting. These are due by the end of May. An increase from $24,500 to $30,000 was requested for the Rural Opportunity Zone program, which would allow funding college debt repayment for 10 qualified county residents at $3,000 each. May is match month for the Washington County Opportunity Fund. Donations can be made online at washingtoncountycf.org. Mail ins sent to Box 24 in Washington, 66968. Cash or check donations can be given to any Community Foundation board member, including Dylan Gakel, Bill Slater, Shelley Baxter, Tina Ulick, Kay Bott, Shirley Frager, Mike Peters, Miranda Provost, Kathy Richter, Jen Shriver, or Deborah Tillinghast. Donations received by the end of May qualify for financial matching dollars. The Washington County Opportunity Fund is an unrestricted community grant that supports projects and programs focused on improving quality of life throughout Washington County. Gage County Historic Society will co-host a traveling exhibit this summer at the Pony Express Museum in Marysville, focusing on the Big Blue Indian Reservation, entitled Struggles and Hopes of the Oto Missouri Tribe. The exhibit is open now through the end of July. Due to increased interest in tickets for this summer's Cattlemen's Ball, which will be held in Gage County June 6th and 7th, the deadline for advance purchase has been extended to May 15th. Tickets will not be available at the gate, and additional details may be found on the Cattlemen's Ball of Nebraska Facebook page. North Central Regional Planning Commission has appointed Deb Olde, Executive Director, effective May 1st. A longtime resident of Clyde with many years' experience, she initially joined the North Central Regional Planning Commission based in Beloit in 1994 and has served in various roles, including Assistant Director, through 2016. Olde's expertise includes strategic planning, small group facilitation, and proposal writing, project management with the public and nonprofit sectors. She has served as Interim Director for the organization during recent months.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kenneth L. Kenny Cromie, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5:30 until 6:30 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Cromie. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, baked fish, biscuit, mashed sweet potato, McVeggie, and blushing pear. Tomorrow, a chicken patty sandwich, tater tots, broccoli and cheese, and five-cup salad. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-80s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-50s. Staying sunny and slightly breezy on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. And clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower 90s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Cooler on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s. Westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine by Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower 80s and rain Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May 75, record high on this date 96, the average low 53 and the record low 30. Sunset this evening 8:31, sunrise in the morning at 6:17. Sunshine and 49 degrees this hour. That's check in the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 12th of May. KNDY News Time 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Landall Company in Marysville is looking for a mechanic to maintain and repair the auto fleet, over-the-road trucks, and forklifts. Duties would include engine inspection, mechanical and electric component maintenance, routine maintenance work, salaries based on experience and qualification, opportunities for advancement, full benefit packages available, and includes profit sharing, paid time off, paid holidays, comprehensive insurance, 401k, and more. Successful candidates must have good attendance, attention to detail, communication skills, and provide total customer satisfaction. To apply, visit Landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
One win away from the conference final. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Common belief had been the Eastern Conference would come down to a matchup between the top two seeds, Cavaliers and Celtics. Celtics take the court tonight, trailing the Knicks 2-1. Cavaliers are now in a 3-1 hold to the Pacers, who absolutely thrashed Indy last night.
Nesmith attacking, he got to the baseline. Turner with it, 3 to shoot, 2 to shoot. Oh my goodness! What is happening here?
107.5, the Fan. Pacers led by 41 at the half, and by as much as 44, they cruised to a 129-109 win in Game 4. Indy taking a 3-1 series lead. Cavaliers now facing a must-win, and they lost Donovan Mitchell at halftime. He had a dozen points in the first two quarters, but could not answer the bell for the second half. He'll have an MRI today. In the West, top-seeded Thunder, a 92-87 win over the Nuggets. That series is tied 2-2. On the ice, Panthers and Maple Leafs are tied 2-2. The defending Stanley Cup champion in Florida, a 2-0 shutout win in Game 4 yesterday. Dallas 5-2 over the Jets to take a 2-1 series lead. Baseball, Rockies beat the Padres for their 7th win of the year, but Colorado still fires manager Bud Black. Philly shut out Cleveland 3-0 in the Sunday night baseball game. Kyle Schwarber a couple of home runs. Yankees pound the Athletics 12-2. They've hit 70 homers this season. Cardinals 6-1 over the Nationals. Washington has lost its last 5. Cardinals have 8 straight wins. Twins also have won 8 straight. They walk off the Giants in 10.
Swung on, a hit down the third baseline, and that's a game winner. Brooks Lee scores, and Deshaun Kersey's third hit of the season is a game-winning liner to left.
Treasure Island Baseball Network, 7-6 the final. Kyle Larson wins the NASCAR race at Kansas. NCAA softball bracket, 14 teams from the SEC.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The difference is clear. For nearly half a decade, Blue River Eye Care has been proudly serving our community, helping you see the world more clearly. From routine eye exams to advanced vision care, we're here for your eye health at every stage of life. As we celebrate 5 years of service, we want to say thank you to our wonderful patients for trusting us with your vision. Your smiles and satisfaction keep us inspired every day. Haven't had your eye exam yet this year? Come see me, Dr. Lowell, or Dr. Olson at Blue River Eye Care. Schedule your appointment today and celebrate clearer, brighter vision. Call us at 785-562-2631 or schedule online at BlueRiverEyeCare.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures were dramatically higher overnight on the heels of a weekend trade meeting between the U.S. and China. Washington and Beijing have agreed to lower some tariffs on each other's goods for the next 90 days. A strong opening today could blunt the effect of Friday's lackluster close. The Dow Jones ended the week with a 119-point decline to finish Friday at 41,249. The S&P slipped a fraction. The NASDAQ composite was flat on the day. President Trump's tariffs are not expected to be a major factor in economic numbers to be released this week, but analysts say that may change going into summer. Forecast for data due out tomorrow is for a 2.3% rise in inflation from a year ago. Walgreens is doubling down on automation, expanding its use of robots to fill thousands of prescriptions. Struggling drugstore chain says the goal is to have human pharmacy staff interacting with customers instead of counting pills. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
As the weather turns warm, it may be time to breathe new life into your outdoor space. Visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today to browse their wide selection of premium lawn fertilizers and insect repellents, grass seed, potting soil, and lawn tools to make the job easier. All the gardening essentials for whether you're a seasoned green thumb or a budding enthusiast, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber have what you need to grow something beautiful this year.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas is kicking off this week, bringing it back home to the home front here in Kansas and meeting in Topeka at the Kansas Soybean Office, where he will be joined by different representatives from American Ag Credit, along with Kansas State University and the director of the latest documentary, Out of the Shadows, discussing mental health awareness among those within the agricultural industry. Senator Marshall has made it a focus in many of his conversations regarding the mental health focus of those in the agricultural industry and the lack of resources that are there, as this conversation will be happening during the ongoing American Ag Credit Honor Mental Health Awareness Month. At the same time, Brooke Rollins, the Secretary for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, also said she wants to make it a priority to focus more so on resources and getting mental health resources to those in the ag communities around the nation. In other news, Tariff Cost at USA has released the latest numbers on economic impacts and how big the agricultural industry is for the state of Kansas, saying that overall in 2024 that a record $14.4 billion was a total in export numbers on international trade, specifically to the Kansas economy and when it came to agricultural export products. According to the report, they say just last year alone, Kansas exported more than $4.75 billion in agricultural goods that did include different products, including meat, cereals, oil seeds, and dairy products. At the same time, on the manufacturing side, Kansas manufacturing contributed to more than $33.1 billion in the total state economy, with manufacturing making up more than 14.5% of the state's GDP and employing more than 170,000 workers. According to Tariffs Cost at USA, they are warning that if the tariff negotiations continue on too long at the federal level, it could begin impacting some of these total export numbers and the effect on the GDP with Kansas workers around the state and the different industries that are involved. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Small Tracts Act allows the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture to make buying and selling decisions on land that the U.S. Forest Service owns. This is important if farmers or ranchers have accidentally encroached onto that land. K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen explains criteria for buying and selling to take place.
There are various sections of the Small Tracts Act. I think the one that's most directly relevant to the criteria for conveying small parcels and road rights away to private landowners, which is what this bill allows the government to do, is that, well, there's a solution here. Let's just convey those areas in question to the private landowners that they've been farming anyway. And parcels up to 40 acres or less now, there used to be 10 acres or less, it's now 40 acres as amended by the 2018 Farm Bill, that are mixed in with or are next to lands that were transferred out of federal ownership under mining laws, that's one. Those parcels have to be determined by the secretary to be inefficient to manage due to their location or size. If you've made improvements on the land in question, such as you put an irrigation well down so that you could run a pivot, and you weren't given any advance notice that your improvements would be encroaching, so you had no idea that you were over the line on the Forest Service line, it was an innocent encroachment, then the act comes into play, and the Secretary of Agriculture, at the Secretary's discretion, can use that act to negotiate negotiate a deal where that you can end up being the title owner of that land in controversy. You can end up essentially buying that land at a value that the government determines.
He discusses why road rights-of-way can be sold.
If you have road rights-of-way, whether they're reserved or acquired, they're mostly surrounded by land that's not owned by the U.S., so it's not Forest Service land, and are no longer needed by the U.S. government. So in those cases, the owners of the land next to the right-of-way have the first opportunity to buy it.
McOwen says what people should look into during this administration if they have private property adjacent to federal land.
Right now, if you've got this potential issue, you want to get it cleared up now during the current administration, because who knows what the future is going to hold. But what it means is you've got a way to resolve a boundary dispute that you may not have known about that actually was expanded in the 2018 Farm Bill, which we are currently using. And so there's that mechanism that's out there. It's a potential tool, but again, it's at the Ag Secretary's discretion to use this tool to minimize these disputes with private landowners.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen with details of the Small Tracts Act. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Short sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They'll begin the sale 11 a.m. with the cattle and selling hay at noon today. They do have quite a listing of early consignments for next week's sale. They will have a complete sale listing available online and on the air next Monday morning. Again, a reminder of a summer schedule coming up. They'll take off Monday, Memorial Day, and then operate every other week this summer beginning in the month of June. Again, welcome in any consignments for the sale today or upcoming sales at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Sale time 11 a.m. today with the hay selling at noon.
Before satellites and weather radar, folks use the signs around them as weather alerts. We'll share that time-tested weather wisdom today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 12th, the 132nd day of the year. Actress Kim Fields is celebrating a birthday. Spring is a good time to brush up on some weather proverbs. Here are a few for predicting fair weather or foul. One legend goes, bees will not swarm before a near storm. Another says, lightning in the south is a sure sign of drought. Old timers believe lightning without thunder meant fair weather was coming. And some are convinced that cows know exactly what's approaching. If one scratches its ear, a shower is near. If it thumps its ribs with its tail, expect thunder, lightning, or hail. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find your local forecast online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 49 degrees and sunshine. Warm week ahead. Today's high well into the middle 80s. Could approach 90 Tuesday into Wednesday.
Three-game series against West Virginia, or that is on the road in Morgantown, West Virginia, with a Thursday, Friday, Saturday three-game series. First pitch on Thursday at 5:30. On the Wildcats side, they start on Thursday as well for a Thursday, Friday, Saturday three-game series against Cincinnati on the road as well in Cincinnati with their first pitch at 5 p.m. Both teams are going into the final week relatively strong, with the Kansas Jayhawks sitting number 3 in the Big 12 Conference at 15-9 in conference play. The Kansas State Wildcats are in the number 6 position at 14-10 for their Big 12 record. West Virginia is in that number 1 slot.
KNDY.